Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Beneath the vast Amazon rainforest are rich fields of crude oil and gas, mixed with hot, salty water and heavy metals. For nearly 40 years, oil companies including Petrobras, Harkin Energy, Burlington, Hunt Oil, and Occidental Petroleum have been drilling in the remote forests of Brazil, Ecuador, and Peru. The Ashua people who live deep in the Amazon basin of Peru know the effects of foreign companies' exploration. Until 1999, Occidental Petroleum drilled in the region and then sold its rights in the Ashua territory to another company. To get there, you start in the city of Iquitos, the gateway to the Peruvian Amazon, and travel until the road ends. From there, it's upriver. Even by fast boat, it will take you at least 24 hours to reach the oil-rich Ashuar land. Now, 8 years after Occidental left the region, the Ashuar are suing the company, claiming the drilling has poisoned their people and polluted their homeland and waterways. Marco Simons is legal director for Earth Rights International and one of the attorneys representing the Ashuar. Living on Earth host Steve Kerwood recently spoke with Mr. Simons about the lawsuit.
Let's begin with human health. What do the Ashuar say happened to them as a result of the oil activity on their land in northern Peru?
Well, it's not just what the Ashuar say. It's what we now know from documented health studies in the region. But the Ashuar have been complaining about health problems from drinking and otherwise being exposed to contaminated water and contaminated soil from the oil production activities. They've experienced everything from stomach pains to vomiting blood and even death. And recent health studies have confirmed that the Ashuar population, almost the entire population, has high levels of cadmium, a dangerous heavy metal, in their blood, and that somewhere between one-third and two-thirds of the children of the Ashuar communities have dangerously high levels of lead in their blood, which is, of course, known to cause developmental disabilities and other problems in children.
Now, Occidental Petroleum says it has no scientific data of any negative health effects resulting from its operations in Peru.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they can say that, because they now have the results both of the studies that we conducted and of studies conducted by the Peruvian government itself. So at this point, their denials are ringing a bit hollow.
So what was the pathway for this lead poisoning to get into the communities?
Well, we're still exploring the precise vectors, but it looks like one of the primary methods of contamination was the discharge of what's known as produced waters. And when you drill for oil, what comes out of the ground is not just crude oil. It's mixed in with a large amount of water and heavy metals and salts. And this goes through what are called separation batteries in order to extract the crude oil, and then they discharge the rest of it as produced waters. Now, in most operations, in most parts of the world, and certainly today, the standard industry practice is to re-inject that produced water back into the well from which it came in order to avoid releasing it into the environment. Well, that wasn't done here. Here, the water, and I'm talking about upwards of a million barrels a day over the course of about 30 years, was discharged directly into the environment, frequently directly into the local streams, which fed into the rivers on which the Ashuar depend.
Now, what are the damages that the Ashuar claim they suffered beyond their own personal health problems?
Well, the health problem is the major complaint, obviously, but it extends far beyond that. The Ashuar have noticed over the years that the fish in their rivers have declined in yield and also declined in quality. I talked to many people in my visit to the region who described cutting open fish, and when they cut open the fish, it's pure petroleum inside. When they cook the fish, they become hard because of the hydrocarbons inside. And so they, you know, to a person, everyone commented on the decline in the fish stocks over the years, and this is the main protein staple of these Ashuar communities.
So Ashuar lived alongside Occidental Petroleum for decades there in the Peruvian Amazon, and the company is quick to point out that it sold its oil rights and all its facilities in the region 8 years ago to the Argentine company Pluspetrol. So why did you wait until now to file your lawsuit?
First, it took a while for the Ashuar to really become cognizant of their rights as a people. There's been a growing recognition of indigenous peoples' rights in Peru and throughout the Amazon over the last decade. And second, it's only recently that the full scale of the health impacts on the Achuar population has become known. For years, the Achuar have been in dialogue for Occidental Petroleum, but Oxy has always said, you know, we don't have any scientific evidence of any harms to the Achuar people from our operations.
Now, what about this Argentinian company, Plus Petrol, that has taken over from Occidental Petroleum in the area? Now, as I understand it, they have signed an agreement to clean up the area. It's going to cost them, what, $200 million? In your opinion, what will be left to do after that money is spent?
Well, it's important to note that the agreement that Plus Petrol signed with the Achuar essentially only applies to Plus Petrol's operations. So while Plus Petrol has agreed to clean up its own mess and to stop the practices that contribute to pollution on an ongoing basis, Plus Petrol has not agreed to clean up everything that Oxy left behind. And so that still remains for Oxy to do. Besides which, even if Plus Petrol were to remediate the environment, there is still the human health aspects of this, which have not been accounted for by the agreement with Plus Petrol. The Achuar need medical care. They need monitoring of their medical conditions to ensure that children who are suffering from lead poisoning get the appropriate treatment. And finally, of course, there are past harms which cannot be remediated by cleaning up the mess now. And the Achuar are seeking compensation for that, and that compensation is largely Oxy's responsibility.
Marco Simons, legal director for Earth Rights International, spoke with Living on Earth host Steve Curwood. We contacted Occidental Petroleum for a response, but they declined our request for an interview. However, a company spokesman quoted in the Los Angeles Times said the lawsuit contains numerous inflammatory statements and unfounded conclusions, and told Reuters its operations were consistent with Peruvian government requirements and with internationally recognized standards for oil and gas operations. You can hear our program anytime on our website or get a download for your MP3 player. The address is loe.org. That's loe.org. You can reach us at comments@loe.org. Once again, comments@loe.org. Our postal address is 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. And you can call our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. CDs and transcripts are $15.